This morning, most of the Iditarod mushers were crossing one of the most dangerous sections of the trail. The route winds up the wooded hillsides of the Happy River steppes toward the jagged mountains ringing frozen Puntilla Lake, and then head through a narrow canyon toward the zigzagging Dalzell Gorge. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, even years later, the terrible 2014 conditions along that stretch has left a lasting impression on mushers, one that they now bring specialty gear for.
Jim Lanier did not become a 77-year-old musher by fooling around.
Well, the thing is, it's a contact sport.
Standing in the sunshine with his team of ghostly white huskies at the Finger Lake checkpoint, Lanier is wearing what looks like a black high-tech exoskeleton.
It's sort of full-body armor. Neck to crotch, I'm covered. And elbows and knees. I got it there, too.
The gear is technically for mountain bike racing, an upgrade from the hockey pads Lanier has worn in past years. The protective equipment is specifically for the 100 miles of trail through the Alaska Range, on past Roan and into Nikolai. Lanier has broken enough bones in the course of his mushing career to dress with precaution in mind.
It's like the old bold pilot thing. There's old pilots and there's bold pilots, but there's no old bold pilot. Same for mushers.
Lanier's hardly alone in treating this section of trail with extra reverence. One checkpoint ahead at Rainy Pass, Scott Jensen reaches into a drop bag shipped specifically for this particular part of the trail and pulls out a chest protector meant for high-speed snow machining.
It's all hard-sided, keep me from breaking some ribs. And then I got my boy's snowboarding helmet. I mean, better safe than sorry. I don't want to hit my head and get knocked out of the race.
In the 2014 race, when the downhill gorge was so icy there was no way to control dog teams as they charged over rocks and tree stumps, Jensen made it down relatively unscathed. But his luck ran out going through the Buffalo Tunnels on the way to Roan.
I crashed and got a concussion. About 4 hours later, I broke through some ice, ran back to my sled, slipped on the ice, and broke my foot.
Jensen scratched that year, and the experience seriously affected him. He had bad anxiety in the 2 weeks before this year's race, stuck in thoughts about the most brutal parts of the trail. That's similar for Kelly Maxner, who in 2014 led the pack down the gorge and was the first to make it to Roan.
It is a little bit of PTSD from that. You know, I think anytime you're fearing for your life or anything like that, which I think that at that point in time I actually was, because that was pretty nerve-wracking through there that year.
Maxner did not pack extra protective gear this time around, largely because the snow conditions are vastly better, and because mushers were assured they would not face that degree of hazard again. An outcry after the 2014 race prompted the Iditarod to take extra precautions determining if areas of the trail were suitably safe. From overhead, the thin ribbon of trail snaking through the gorge had plenty of snow, but also plenty of open water, which could make for a soggy run out of the mountains. From Finger Lake and Rainy Pass on the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zechariah Hughes.